always are invited to take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. You can head over there and enjoy his video work. It's all free. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Sam, you had an encounter on the streets with a politician today, and we will find out how that went. But first, your phone calls, and we go way across the pond to Japan, where Takeshi is on the line. Takeshi, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hello, my name is Takeshi. Nice
hey
to
there.
Meet you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I would like to know more about the Free State Project.
Okay, well, what do you want to know?
I like to join, but immigration is difficult.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, immigration is certainly an issue. The Free State Project doesn't require one to concern oneself with immigration. I mean, you can go there and sign up, and then, you know, it's your intention to move. If something comes up in the way of you moving, then that doesn't mean that you didn't have the intention when you signed up. So if I were in a foreign country, I would sign up for the Free State Project first, create the intention for myself, and then work towards moving. I wouldn't jump the immigration hurdle and then sign up for the Free State Project.
You guys may have to talk a little slower. Are you following all that?
He can listen to the recording of Free State Project.
Yeah, my English is very, very good. Listen.
Okay.
I cannot speak so well. It is very difficult. But
I think that's fantastic. How did you get turned on to the Free State Project, Takeshi?
Free Talk Live. I listen from internet. When I am on train, I listen Free Talk Live. It is a very good English skill learning, and very much.
Yeah. Excellent. I always wonder about that, because we hear from folks sometimes over in different countries around the world who actually do listen to Free Talk Live as a way to hear people speaking English for, you know, 2 or 3 hours straight. So that's pretty cool, man. Yeah, as far as getting here is concerned, I wish we had more resources that were, like, underground options for people to just smuggle themselves here and, you know, get some sort of underground work opportunities. I'm sure they exist. I just don't know. I'm not tapped into
that. Well, that's something that will be created over time, too.
Yes, I hope so. Because I think it must be very frustrating for people out there around the world who are hearing about the Free State Project, and then they try to look into the immigration system here in this country and are very disheartened by what they find, in that you have to, you know, essentially hire a lawyer and have thousands of dollars and hours of time and pour all this effort and money into this governmental bureaucracy and cross your fingers and hope that they'll actually not lose your application, or, you know, basically tell you no. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can be turned around and confused and rejected by this intolerant, inhumane immigration system. It's just outrageous, and I'm sorry that you have to deal with that in order to attempt to seek more freedom in your lifetime.
I have a research. It is impossible to go to America. I can go to visit on a visit visa, but if I try to live, I will be cops will take me.
What if you were to get married? What about the marriage option? Does that work?
American woman does not like a Japanese man.
Oh, that's what that's how we should change this. That's one of the ways that we might be able to do it. Like, actually have free staters, liberty activists that are willing to go ahead and get married to people who are coming over here, like a contractual kind of marriage. I had a friend in California, an old roommate of mine that was living out there, that met up with somebody, a female that didn't have any interest in him personally, but did have an interest in moving to the United States and was interested in paying him basically to be her husband.
I can tell you that some American women will marry you. Now, I'm not saying they're going to live with you or have sex with you, but they will marry you for, you know, $1,000 or something. Yeah,
absolutely.
How do you feel about gay marriage?
I am not a homo gay. I am not.
I think the federal government would have to recognize.
Wouldn't recognize
that's
that.
Funny.
We just a thought. I don't know. We got more guys, definitely.
We have many army over here who is definitely gay. the American gay segato. I hate them. I hate them.
Well, that's not very nice. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't know if
he may not be using the hate word in to the same meaning that we would apply.
Maybe he was talking about the army people.
Yeah, okay. But it sounded like he said he hated the gay people.
Yeah, that's not going to get you much time on Free Talk Live, I'll tell you that.
I don't really like that very much. That intolerance is not something that I appreciate. And I don't know if I want people that hate gay people to come over here, so no thanks. But if that's what he was saying, and you're right, we didn't give him a chance to explain himself. It could have been a crank call. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. Like, I love the internetto.
I don't think so. I think that was real.
It was internetto? A very good accent, from what I can tell. I mean, the internetto thing sounded kind of silly.
And we do run the ads on Sunday about speaking English Japanese.
Yeah. This is true. All right. So 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So, Sam, you had an encounter. We'll talk about Mark Emery here in a little bit. But you had an encounter on the streets of Keene today, Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do our radio show from. With a politician.
Yeah, it's, they're all starting to prepare for their campaigns and so forth.
'Tis the season, the signage is going up. Oh, I'm looking forward to the day when we don't have to drive around at any point in the year and actually see these campaign signs when we're finally done with this whole government thing. They're so nasty to look at on the landscape. Anyway, go ahead.
They are. So on the local morning show here, Katrina Sweat, I think is her name, was on the air, and she's dodging questions, not answering anything. She made the point that the wars are justified because in Afghanistan there was a girl who did something wrong and they cut her nose off. So that justifies us sending troops over there and so forth.
I believe her husband cut her nose off, and that's a cultural thing, and I don't think that sending troops over there is going to change that.
No, probably not. And this person's a Democrat, too, and Democrats are supposed to be against the war.
No, they're
traditionally, but not anymore. I mean, there's no real difference between the two parties.
Well, so is this somebody who's running for a federal level office?
This is, a state or a federal House of Representatives.
Got it.
So she's going out at 12:30 today for this glad-handing session. She's going to be at the local coffee shop, and meet people on the streets. And I figure, I'll go attend that.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed my camera, dressed up kind of nice, put a nice shirt on and some jewelry and dress boots and all that. And I didn't see them outside. They were supposed to be out front. And so then I walked in the door, and as I walk in, she's right there, and she says, "Oh, hi, I'm Katrina so-and-so, and I'm running for this, and nice to meet you."
So she didn't run from the camera, at least.
Well, it was in the bag at this point.
Okay.
And she goes, are you a Keene State College student? And I looked at her, and I said, "No, actually, I'm a journalist. I have a camera in the bag, and I'd like to ask you a few questions."
Yeah, this happens when you get older. It's just the younger people just look younger as it goes. I mean, now when I see kids in high school, I'm like, good Lord, is that kid old enough to drive?
Yeah. I feel the same way.
So we get outside eventually. She didn't really answer that. And immediately the campaign press person comes over and, "Now, who are you with?" Da, 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 da.
Her handler.
And the mayor of the town who, had us arrested for the drinking game is there with her. So immediately he starts telling her, it's one of the Free Staters. Don't talk to him. Don't sit. Just avoid him. Don't answer his questions. Or something like that.
Yeah.
She's asking me who I'm with. And I said, I'm one of the Free Staters. As I was taking my camera out. And, they're going from shop to shop along the little downtown Main Street. And walking into the stores, talking to the owners and so forth. And so she does this in this first little session that we have, goes into the kitchen store. I'm just kind of waiting for her outside. And when she comes back out, I start talking to her again. I'm like, "Are you going to have time to answer questions for the press?" She goes, "No, I don't think so. We have a schedule here to meet and so forth." And just totally they sort of block me off and so forth. So what do I do? Well, I said, "All right, well, I'm sorry about this, but you really leave me no option." As I walk around in front of them, point the camera at them and record and say, "I'm just going to have to ask you questions like this."
So you weren't recording up until that point?
No, I was. Oh, I was. Okay. Yeah.
All right, we're coming up here. We'll find out what transpired with Sam versus the politician. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free, including our wiki, over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wiki.freetalklive.com. Head there, get interactive, it's all free.
That's right, antiwar.com, your source for all your anti-war news and views for 15 years, is having its quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com. Go to antiwar.com/donate. They have a telephone number there if you would prefer to use the telephone to do so, right there at antiwar.com/donate. And that live read is donated by Jason Osborne.
From SACL CAI.
Indeed.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, briefly going to continue your story, Sam, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. But Sam was on the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, their hometown here this morning, and you went out for the purposes of meeting up with a politician. You heard her being interviewed on the radio and dodging questions, so you figured you'd go out and have her dodge some of your questions.
Right.
And you went out with your video camera, and you asked her nicely to talk to you, and she didn't want to. And so you were recording already at that point, but you then began to step it up a little bit.
Circled around in front, yeah, as they're walking down the street. And, you know, the next stop, they went back in the store. Well, I had started asking about the war and, you know, how can you justify going over there to, you know, just because one person gets their nose cut off, you're talking about risking the lives of the men and women in the military. You know, we had this Pakistan thing where they killed 7 insurgents with these Predator drones, and oops, sorry, we also killed 700 innocent civilians. How is that going to make the world a safer place, and how can you possibly justify war?
If it just saves one nose.
Cut off your nose to spite your face, it gets a new meaning.
I understand how people feel like there's no solution for this these problems. If this woman is over there in Pakistan and there's no escape for her, or Afghanistan or wherever it was that this woman lost her nose, it's a horrifying picture if you've seen it on the internet. But, the solution is bring the troops home, all of the troops from all the countries, get America out of other countries' business, just allow Americans to deal with other people in other countries the way they wish to. If people want to donate to some kind of war effort in some location, it's been done. Check out the Armenian Revolution and check out the IRA. Both of these were both these wars were financed through voluntary needs by Americans. Mm-hmm. So all these things can be done. And open up the borders and let people who are refugees from horrible places come here and move here and create a better life for themselves. If this woman really wanted to leave her husband who cut her nose off,
where could she go?
Right. She can steal some money out of the cookie jar, hop on the plane, fly over here
to
the United States.
And you can have railroads. You can have underground railroads that assist with those.
Yes, people would want to do that. I mean, people, I would totally donate to an organization that would set up a fund for women that would fly them over here.
And you're right. I mean, people would want to help with that. And how much more effective would that be rather than going over and turning places into parking lots and bombing them to, you know, kingdom come?
You know what the most effective way to turn, sort of the Stone Age people that believe this crap and the Muslim religion where the husband can do whatever they want in the household and the way it's sort of culturally
to appears. Open your arms to them and embrace them rather than
get them here in the United States.
Yeah.
When families move here, those women become far more westernized. They say, you know what? I'm not dealing with this crap anymore. Pretty soon they're wearing jeans and walking around without a scarf over their head. Sure, some husbands don't put up with it, and sure, it takes another generation with some women, but the girls are far more westernized than their moms are.
Absolutely.
So they ducked into the next store on the block there, and when they finally come back out, the next one in the row there is a restaurant. There's people eating outside, and of course, she goes up, introduces herself, does the whole thing. Well, two of these, one couple was sitting at one of the tables, and they saw me, heard me asking the questions as she was going into the previous store. And as I turn around, they're kind of looking at me, smiling, knowing what I'm up to.
Nice.
And after she's passing them, the couple turns to the Congress lady or the politician and says, "Now make sure you answer his questions. We want you to answer his questions."
Wow, what did she do with that pressure?
Oh, she ignored it.
Nice. So really responding to the constituents there.
So then we're walking down the street. And
she's going to be a good politician, right? Mm-hmm.
We cross over Main Street, meet up with some teachers. The teachers are talking about how important education is, so I attack that with the $18,300 that they're spending per student here in Cheshire County. And then they meet up. The next person that she stops and says hi to and does the whole pitch thing is like this 60-year-old guy, just average, everyday senior citizen-looking person. And she goes through her whole pitch, and I sure hope you'll vote for me. And he says, "Nope, that's it. I voted for Lynch, who was the governor, and that guy didn't do anything he says. I am done with voting. I don't vote anymore.
So he voted for a Democrat because that guy's a Democrat.
I guess, yeah.
And she's a Democrat, as you said.
Yes, she is.
So...
So I love that. And her and Dale were both like, oh, well, you really should vote. You know, the mayor and them, you really need to vote and participate.
You know, this is, it really is just whizzing in their Cheerios when you say something like that. I don't vote anymore. You know?
Your system sucks.
You know, and I can understand the frustration this guy has. I'm not of the opinion that voting solves much, and I'm not of the opinion that not voting solves much of anything either. But, you know, it just, when you tell the politicians that, well, I'm not going to vote anymore, it just makes them crazy.
So then she gives me her, you know, buzz off speech, which is her answer to all of my questions and so forth. And I'll tell you what she said in a minute. But I leave them at that point because I have to go to another meeting. But the couple from across the street that was sitting at the tables, they were right there and they were walking by and they looked at me and they said, well, did she answer your questions? And I said, well, she told me that these issues are complicated and very difficult and sometimes there's not a right answer that's obvious, but what's important is
killing your, people's always the right answer.
No, she said, what's important is your passion and it's clear that you care. And I looked at him and I said, what the F does that mean? And they looked at me and were just laughing their butts off like, oh, I can't believe these politicians.
Wow.
So, it's a great experience.
Clearly, the people on the streets of Keene hate Free Staters, and they want you to go home.
I guess. So, but unfortunately, I got home to offload the footage. I was going to get it out today, and I marked some old clips to delete them, and I ended up formatting the card. So,
oh, you lost it.
I lost everything. I can send the card back and for $260 in a couple weeks, get the footage back, but I don't think it's worth it.
I don't think it's worth it. Yeah, nah. Just a politician dodging questions. There'll be plenty more chances to get that footage. Wow. Okay, so what were you going to say about what she – there was one more thing you were going to add to something you were going
to
tell us.
Oh, no, that was it. Her answer to why, you know, these things are just too complicated to solve.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. And, you know, by the way, we need more of this kind of stuff. I mean, Sam, you're one of the more active videographers in the movement. Jason Talley's now here, and he's up in the Grafton area, and he's very active as well. But I think we need to see more of this kind of street-level activism. And you can't do it all yourself.
No, but her press secretary accused me of being paid to come and bird dog her.
Paid by...
I don't know.
The evil cabal of people that's secretly behind the Free State Project that is actually funding all of us through secret payments. And Ed Koch or whoever, whatever his name is.
Murdoch, he signs my check.
Yeah. All right, more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves, ring if anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Seychelles and Berkey Water Filters, and many more. Plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. free. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
All you need to do is go to submit show prep on the site. You can take any link from the internet and put it in there, something you think is pretty useful, interesting, fun, whatever you want. If it's a news article or a video or blog post that you think our listeners would enjoy, you submit it to the site. Other listeners then vote on whether they like or dislike it, and you can vote too on various different things. And the most voted up will make it to the front page of the website, meaning we are more likely to see them and talk about them here on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive. Now then, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? I did, and you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls, Michael is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live at the Inn, Sam and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I realized a couple, maybe last week, you guys were talking about the medical effects of ecstasy and I guess how it's not a horrible, horrible drug, right?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, the information that we were sharing on a recent Saturday program, I think it was 2 weeks ago at this point, was that the first study has been done, finally, after years, the first out-in-the-open study. So psychologists have been quietly studying this for a long time, but the out-in-the-open study was approved by the FDA and the DEA after a decade of trying to get it approved. It was approved, finally, in the early portion of this decade, and they actually completed the study. I think it was in 2004 was when they started the study in 2004, and it was a very limited number of subjects, but it was scientific. The study was scientific in that they had control groups and, double blind and all that.
Yeah.
And they found that overwhelmingly these people they were studying had PTSD. They were lifelong, long-time sufferers of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And they had tried all the treatments. They had tried all the legal drugs. They had all of that had failed. But these people still had the PTSD, and it was still just wrecking their lives. And they went in for this study. They took two doses of MDMA, not at the same time, but over, I think it was like a couple months, where they dosed MDMA, and they had psychotherapy as well at the same time. And basically the MDMA cured the PTSD completely, and I think it was something like 83% of the people that actually received MDMA instead of the placebo. So they had an incredible level of success with literally eliminating all symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder in these subjects. It was amazing.
Yeah. I guess my only comment on it was, I guess, how you guys brought it up. It seemed like you guys were defending the, I guess it wasn't like that bad of a drug. And
I love ecstasy. MDMA is a fantastic, incredibly powerful chemical, and I don't recommend abusing any drug, but I think that used in moderation, it can be an amazing experience for people, and I highly recommend it, although I recommend doing it safely and learning about it before you engage in it and making sure you, have the right set and setting, the right people around, and that you learn about it over at, for instance, a great resource website like Arrowid.org. I think that it changed me for the better.
Well, I guess my comment on it is just that you guys seem to be defending the drug. Now, personally for myself, I'm not a drug user, but I still think people should have the freedom to even do drugs that will pretty much kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not the one to judge like what people put in their body, and I guess my only criticism is, I guess, how you guys defend, I guess, like ending the drug war is that drugs aren't that bad, but I'm an advocate that I think people should be able to put a poison in their body because it's their own body. And I guess I just wanted to comment and let you guys know maybe you guys are approaching from the wrong angle.
Well, yeah, I listened to the same show, and I didn't happen to be here. And Ian isn't that great at bringing up – normally Ian plays a different side of the fence of this, and normally I'm here to say things like the drug war affects people that don't even use drugs, explain to them all those reasons. And I didn't feel it got it thoroughly addressed on that particular show.
Well, we were talking about the war on drugs on that show. We were talking about the effectiveness of MDMA in curing PTSD. That was the focus of the conversation.
Okay.
I have said many a times, it's your body and you should be able to put bleach in your veins if you want to. It's not my body, it's yours. You should be able to make those choices for yourself. That wasn't the focus of the conversation. The focus of the conversation was to point out that this is an incredibly powerful drug that not only has recreational uses, but it has amazing effects on significant mental disorder, and it really is helping people. So that was the way I wanted to focus on it, and then I kind of supplanted that with my personal experience and how that they're using the MDMA to treat people with PTSD. So like soldiers that have been through just horrifying experiences and helping them come to grips with what it is that they've experienced and helping them actually talk about these issues with the psychotherapist. It helps them open up and it helps them empathize, and of course it is an empathic. And I explained that, I think that people would be better off if soldiers took them before they went to war, because then they wouldn't want to go to war anymore, and we wouldn't have to, they would be able to empathize with the people they were being ordered to kill, and we wouldn't have wars if everybody had tried this product. And I'm speaking specifically of MDMA, not the street version, which is ecstasy. So that was kind of my focus in that conversation, but I appreciate where you're coming from.
Yeah. If I could say one more thing, I guess I've been a libertarian. I worked in a campaign for a Republican that ran as a libertarian, and I'm pretty much convinced on the views of anarcho-capitalism. But the one thing I have a hard time, I guess, subjecting myself to, because maybe I was brought up in a conservative family, is the idea of an abortion. And I guess I could see the pro-choice stance at the first couple months, but that last trimester, like the partial birth abortion, I don't think really people could sell me on that. I guess I'm kind of curious what your own personal views are.
I'll go first on this one, and I'm of the opinion that abortion is not a liberty issue, because there are two conflicting liberty issues at hand, which is, one, the ownership of women of their own bodies, and I'm certainly not going to dispute that. Two is the issue of life of the child, the infant, the fetus, whatever term you want to use. And to me, I believe that liberty and the libertarian view is a view of personal responsibility. So if if a person steps out in the middle of the street, they're taking a certain risk. Cars go back and forth, and the expectation is you could get hit by a car. You should take precautions. If you don't take precautions, you're more likely to get hit by a car. But it can always happen, and, you know, that's just the way it is. Sex results in children, especially if you don't take steps to prevent it. So I'm of the opinion that it is immoral to abort a pregnancy. However, I think that we've tried throughout the years a prohibition on abortion, and that works poorly. So I think that that it should be put in the arena of ostracism or whatever.
Let the market solve it. And I agree with you. I think it's a really tough choice for a woman to make a decision like that. And obviously, the longer it goes, the more difficult physically and the more difficult mentally it likely has to be. I agree that you can't solve this problem through prohibition, because then you're just going to create dangerous, even more dangerous situations for the women seeking those treatments. And putting a woman in a jail cell is certainly not going to improve her life. And I don't support any kind of violence as a solution here. I think that given enough time and effort, money can solve this problem, where people who really care can offer these women money to carry their baby out to term and, you know, then essentially adopt it from them, take it out, essentially take it out of their hands. That would be part of the deal. Like, look, instead of getting the abortion, we'll pay you this to continue on and have the baby, et cetera. Science would be able to possibly support a fetus that was aborted instead of having to die, that it would maybe be able to be put in some sort of a test tube, environment of some sort. So there would be ways, I think, that the market could handle that problem. Sam, your thoughts on that? He doesn't want to comment on it.
I've been looking up something else.
So there you go. That answer your question?
All right, yep.
But before you go, Sam, you did want to jump in on the MDMA thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a Peter Jennings Ecstasy Rising where they talk about how it was brought into Dallas as a psychotherapy drug for people who have been raped or had other traumatic experiences. It let them relive the experience without all the emotion, and it made a huge difference. So there is a really valid use for this drug.
Thank you for the call tonight, Michael. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Remaining moments on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com four out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 800-259-9231. We've got enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on the air and more markets, get more internet listeners listening to the program, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. So we were just talking for a moment there with Michael in Michigan about MDMA, and he was a little concerned with my perhaps approach the other night when we were discussing it. And yeah, I just want to reiterate, I firmly believe that the core issue, and I agree with Michael, the core issue about the war on drugs is to the core issue is to to focus on that it's your body. But that's if you're talking to like a liberal. That's going to respond, I think a liberal is going to respond fairly well to that. A conservative isn't really going to care so much about it being your body because, well, they've historically tried to control what you can do with your body, so that's not going to be persuasive. So it really just depends on who you're talking with. You have to tailor your message to your audience. And, of course, when we're on the radio, our audience is everybody. So we try to attack it from as many different angles as we can if we're talking about the general concept of legalizing. So if you're talking with a conservative, you might want to show them how this war on drugs is counterproductive, how the war on drugs is costing more than anything else, that it's hurting the people that it intends to help, the amount of money that's being spent is astronomical and the results are nil, that they haven't done anything despite the billions of dollars they've spent to actually reduce the usage of these drugs. In fact, usage has risen over time, and the drugs have gotten harder as a result of prohibition. So focusing on the audience is a really important step. And again, the other night we were just talking about the actual drug and the kind of the details about it and correcting a lot of misinformation. And one of the bits of misinformation that we certainly didn't mention tonight, I don't know if we really touched too much on it that night, was this idea that MDMA or ecstasy is going to put holes in your brain. Ooh. Well, turns out that that study that was widely cited with the holes in the brain thing wasn't really done very well at all. I don't have the details in front of me as to what that was, but if you go to Arrowhead.org, they've got all that information there. It basically was a study that was funded by people that wanted to make NDMA look bad, and sure enough, they found out that it was bad because that's what they were hired to do, and it's just not true. Now, that's not to say that the substance is benign, that you can just pop these candy and that you're going to be okay. No, this is an incredibly powerful substance that releases essentially your serotonin into your brain. And if you take a lot of it, you're going to have some side effects, pretty significant side effects.
There are some zombies out there who have just ruined their life because they've taken MDMA, but they're the people that are taking 10, 12, 20 hits in a
weekend. Yeah.
Because they build up a tolerance.
All the evidence is that you will, that you'll recover from even the worst situations where you take this stuff over time.
It takes time, though.
It takes time to recover. You can't just keep on popping this stuff and then expect the day after you stop to be fine. But when you compare, and I think that when you talk about MDMA being a benign drug, all drugs have side effects, and side effects, the kind of side effects that it causes aren't good. But when you look at it comparative to other drugs like
alcohol,
tobacco, meth, crack, all the things that are the ones that it's on the same scale with as far as the government goes, they claim that crank and crack and heroin are just as bad as this. And all the evidence shows that they're far worse.
Mm-hmm.
So putting this on the same level as those essentially misinforms kids. When kids find out different, they consider the people that told them this information to be a bunch of liars, which is true, or at least misinformed, and then they cease to believe you. You can't tell people lies and then expect them to continue to believe you.
And I think we all learned that with the boy who cried wolf story when we were younger.
When the government cries wolf, the expectation is you'll believe. Yeah. When parents cry wolf, you have to believe, right?
So just, I think it's important to get the truth about, especially a substance like MDMA, which I personally found very effective in my life to increase my level of, as I mentioned on the show, my appreciation for nature, for instance, was dramatically increased by the first time that I did MDMA. And at my peak of usage of MDMA, I was doing it maybe 3 or 4 times a year. And that would, give me enough time to keep it special, basically. Because MDMA is something that has kind of a reverse, I don't know if reverse tolerance is the right word for it, but basically the effects are diminished fairly significantly. So if you were to take MDMA one night and then take it again the next night, you would have to significantly increase your
dosage, yeah,
in order to try to come close to the same effects you had the first night. And so if you're starting to do it on a weekend basis or a fairly regular basis, you have to continually keep your dosage up and increase your dosage. And then you're talking about spending a lot of money because this stuff is very expensive, and you're doing all kinds of it's not irreversible damage from what we can tell, but you are going to have some serious side effects which could result in depression afterwards. But if you're just taking one and it's months and months until you take another one, you're not going to have those. It's likely that you're not going to have those effects.
Provided you don't get a bad batch because of the black market.
There's indeed that, too. And that's something you have to be concerned with. That's why I'm always making the clarification between MDMA and ecstasy, because ecstasy is what you're going to buy at a club. It's going to be a pressed pill. The MDMA is usually, the Molly, as they call it on the street, is usually available in a form where essentially it's in a capsule. It's this kind of white powder, I've seen it as brown powder as well, in a capsule. It's sold differently. The price is about the same, but it just depends on your source and who you're getting it from. And when you're getting those pressed pills from some guy in a club, it may not even be MDMA. What you may be taking may be something completely different. And of course, a lot of the overdoses that you hear about are actually coming from people that are overheating and dehydrating as a result of not having an appropriate set and setting. They're not in the right place to do this. They're in a club where they've turned off the water at the sinks or something like that. I mean, there's some really crazy things that go on where the club wants to sell like $5 bottles of water.
Right. But drinking water is the hip thing to do when you're rolling.
It's the smart thing to do. You need to hydrate yourself.
Indeed, it's a good idea. Yeah, but it's also the hip thing to do is to buy these bottles of water, and people carry it around. And so they don't want them going to the tap and filling up these waters after they bought one $5 water or bringing their own bottle with them. So they want to sell more and more $5 bottles of water, so they'll turn off the water in the sink.
Yeah, so
it's disgusting.
That's what leads to deaths. because people are using irresponsibly, and then there are the occasional adulterated, you know, substances, things that people got that they weren't expecting. But that tends to be more of a, I think that kind of thing affects more of like heroin users and things like that, where you get a batch of heroin that's significantly different in strength from the last batch that you got, and you're putting it into your veins, so you've got a much more risky situation there. So I think it's important to clarify these things for people, because there's so much misinformation out there about these drugs. And by the way, I'm always amused when somebody says, I don't do drugs. And I didn't ask him because, you know, he was relatively friendly. He wasn't like a drug warrior. But really, you don't take caffeine? You never had a cup of coffee before? You've never had some alcohol? You don't do drugs? I mean, come on. Who doesn't have some sort of substance, some kind of mind-altering, consciousness-affecting substance that they prefer? They are out there. There are these, you know, teetotalers or straight-edge people. But
so there's that classification. Then there's classification of people who don't do illegal drugs. And that's what, both of them would say that the same thing. And you don't know the difference in this guy's case, but some of them, you know, I think that there's some power in someone saying, look, I don't do illegal drugs, but I choose to, and I've never done illegal drugs, but I choose to want to let people, I choose to believe that it's best to let people do what they wish with their bodies. I believe they own them, and you know, you can come at it from a principled stance that way, and I think it can be convincing to some people.
One of the things I like to point out with alcohol is, you know, what happens when you drink too much of it? What do they call that?
Yeah, hanger. Drunk?
Well, when
wasted.
You, further than that.
S-faced?
No, when you really drink too much and it makes you sick, what do they call
it? Alcohol
that?
Poisoning?
Yeah. Now, why is it alcohol poisoning and not alcohol overdose? When you take too much of other drugs, they call it an overdose.
It's an overdose, yeah.
And that would group it in with all of those illegal drugs. So
it's
propaganda. It's not food that you're being poisoned by. It's a drug.
Yeah.
And when you take too much alcohol, it can kill you because it's a dangerous, lethal drug. People
One
die
of the most
from
dangerous.
It.
Incredibly dangerous.
And so that's kind of the propaganda that I'm sure the alcohol companies have put out there to make people think that, oh, well, you know, it's alcohol poisoning. And it just sort of, it's one of those things to separate it out from the other drugs.
And alcohol is a depressant, and look at the anger that sparks in people, and the fights, the constant fights. How many ecstasy users get into fights when they're rolling?
It's pretty rare.
I would imagine so. They're more likely to hug somebody. I mean, it's a very, it's an empathogen. It helps people with empathizing with others. Anyway, we are out of time. But if you're going to learn more, you should. If this is not the best source of information, go to arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, before you do anything like that. See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.